You can help WYXR by making a year-end tax-deductible donation. Go to newyear.wyxr.org and give right now.
I'm Spake, and I'm host of Cabbages and Kings on Thursday afternoons here on WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
Welcome. Special show. This is WYXR, of course, 91.7 FM. You're listening to Let's Get Lost. We come to you every single Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Really excited. I'm excited. Can you tell? Hold on. Let me get you up. Can you hear? Can you, do a little check? All right. Let's make sure. I was excited, and then we didn't. We got to figure out how we get you mic'd up. Let's try that. Try the other microphone. Try mic three.
Is this working?
There we go.
There we are.
All right.
Hey.
Okay. Can you hear yourself?
Yes, sir. I can.
All right. The reason we're having the reason we're doing mic checks, folks, is we have the great Henry Conerway. I think I mentioned this. If I didn't mention it last week, I apologize, but I have been doing it on my socials and presenting or trying to let everybody know. And then we'll have this archive, of course, that Henry is. I met Henry a few or months ago. Great drummer that has moved here to Memphis. I'm not going to do your whole bio because I really want to, because we were talking about these cuts. Henry has curated the show today. So all this music that we're going to hear is, there's two things that you need to know. A, Henry curated, he picked all these tunes, and Henry is from Detroit. Well, three things. And all the musicians or the records you're going to hear are Detroit-centric. It's a Detroit show, folks. We're celebrating the Motor City. And, you know, there's a lot of connection. We won't do all that right now, but there's been a lot of connections over the years between Memphis and Detroit. Mm-hmm. A lot of people compared the two. I'm not going to do your whole bio. I'm just going to list some of the great people you've worked with, because I really want to get to the songs and talking about them, especially when we just heard. You were had a long, you had a fairly, I think Freddie Cole's the name that comes up a lot of times because you spent time touring with him. So Freddie Cole, if people are not familiar, is Nat's
youngest
brother, quite considerably younger.
Yeah.
Freddie Cole, singer, pianist, great musician. We lost him like a few years, not that long ago.
2020.
Okay, Jasmine Horton, you spend time with. I'm a huge fan. If you guys probably have seen, Jasmine has come to Memphis several times. Marcus Prinup, you worked with him. I'm just going to name some people. You Russell Gunn, you worked with him. One of my heroes and someone I got to share a bill with a couple years ago. We just lost Russell Malone. You got to play with Russell?
Yeah, I did. I did.
I loved him.
He spent
so
a lot
much.
Of time in Georgia.
That's right. He's from Atlanta.
Spent a lot of time there.
I was on a guitar festival in Jackson, Mississippi, and he was the coolest dude. I was like, Mr. Malone. I know who you are. I know who you are. I looked you up.
Yes, sir.
I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then, again, you have a very extensive bio that we don't have time to go into because I really want to get to all this music and talk about it because you have all sorts of information that I'm really excited to hear. But Marcus Belgrave is a person that it was – and very important in your life, and we're going to hear some Marcus Belgrave, trumpet player from Detroit, who you did work with and mentored under.
Yes. That's the major key. The mentor to so many.
Young Detroit musicians.
And stalwart. Jerry Allen is one is one of his mentees.
And you worked with Jerry Allen.
I did. Wow. I was fortunate to work with her by way of Dwight Andrews, who's another great name from Detroit. He lives in Atlanta. He's done work on Broadway as a composer, as an arranger, and he pastors a church in Atlanta now. He's been like a musical godfather to me, and he brought myself and Jerry together.
He's a pianist, you said?
He plays reeds. So tenor,
and a composer?
Mm-hmm. Plays tenor and all the reeds.
Was he in her... generation, did they come up together? Like a cohort.
He may be a little bit older than she is. He's actually my dad's age. He and my dad played together. My dad played the violin at Cass Tech, which is where so many of the great several that we're here today. My dad played the violin there, and he was in
Cass Tech is a public school
Cass
in Detroit.
Tech is a public school,
and
in
a lot
Detroit.
Of so. Yeah, so when we get to these musicians, maybe you can.
I will point it.
If you point some of that, we got it. We have so little time. It is so short of a show. You believe me? You're gonna be like, is that over? I hope we get to all this stuff real quick. We just heard Curtis Fuller. Luckily, actually, Henry gave me a Spotify or a Apple playlist. I had a couple of these records on vinyl. This is one of them. Curtis Fuller's debut album. Mm-hmm. 1957 on Prestige, new trombone. We heard the composition Vaunce number 5.
You know, they say Vaunce means something about improvisation. They say it's a slang term.
I was going to ask you that.
They say it's a slang term that jazz musicians used to use. I don't know how accurate it is, but it just talks about how amazing the improvisation is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Already learning. Yeah. Okay, Curtis Fuller. All these musicians are Detroit, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. Curtis Fuller, Sonny Red, Hank Jones, Doug Watkins, and my man Lewis Hayes.
Lewis Hayes is probably the quintessential, like from this period, Detroit drummer. Would you say, or who? Well, Elvin, I know, but
I don't even know, man. There's. So
I just
many.
Think when I see him, I'm just seeing Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, is there who else is on the scene at that time, drummers wise?
I don't know because so many cats moved to New York. I mean, they came and got snatched up really quickly.
It seemed like there was just exodus, a bunch of jazz music. I mean, probably over a fairly 5 to 10 year period.
Yep, I would agree.
Okay.
But Elvin, for sure. Elvin Jones.
And Hank is his older brother, who definitely had moved to New York first, I would assume.
I think so.
He's like, because I always think of Hank as like this very, like the older brother.
The elder statesman,
very together, the way he played too, just very like, just perfect.
And those are people's personal accounts of him. Is that he's always
just
had
regal and his playing on that cut is so beautiful. Very Bud Powell. There's a lot of Bud there. I can hear. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to hear some more Dud Watkins on bass. Also, yes, we are. We're going to hear on the some later cuts or on one at least. We're going to hear Dud Watkins on bass. I always think of him too as Detroit. Sonny Red, real quick before we'll close this one out. Sonny Red, Sylvester Kiner, was mm-hmm. you're saying was his name.
That's how it's listed. When yeah. I did the research, that is how it's listed. Sylvester Sonny Red Kiner Jr.
Very cool. He would go on to make record. I think he cut. Did he do some? If John was here, no. Because John, our other, the other guy, the our other programmer here at Let's Get Lost, who if you've listened to the show, you're very familiar with John's coming on the show and just enlightening us with his incredible record collection. He's a big Sonny Red fan too. Mm-hmm. So he'll be excited to hear all this stuff. All right, we got to quit talking because we got to get to music because there's so much more.
Let's head into the next cut.
Let's head to the next cut.
It's Backyard. This was composed by Barry Harris, who's on the record. And this is Lewis Hayes' first record. And it's got Yusef Lateef, Nat Adderley, Barry Harris, of course, and Sam Jones. What's interesting about this is Cannonball's band. Just without Cannonball.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay,
that's what
no.
it is. So they swapped out Cannonball for Yusef Lateef.
Well, I didn't know that Barry was in Detroit. I didn't know Barry was in his band. You know, I studied with Junior Mance, who was mm-hmm. who was a Cannonball guy, and mm-hmm. he would tell me Cannonball stories. Barry Harris, really quick, I talk about him. We'll get into this after. Let's play the cut, and then we'll talk about it. All right. Lewis Hayes, great Detroit drummer. This is his, I'm assuming, debut album.
I believe so.
Probably. This is on
self-titled.
Self-titled on VJ 1960. This is a Barry Harris composition entitled Backyard. Thank you. Mr. Lewis Hayes on the drums from his debut album 1960 on VJ Records. That was his self-titled album, and that was the cut Backyard, composed by Barry Harris. If you're just joining us, this is Let's Get Lost. We have Mr. Henry Conerway as our guest. He has curated the show. Henry, what do you think about that cut? What do you got? You got anything on us for that? What do you, anything, thoughts?
Well, I love it. One of the themes that I'm working with for this particular show, yes, it's Detroit. And yes, the players are from Detroit, but also the composers are from Detroit. So
I love it.
Mr. Fuller composed the first tune. Barry Harris composed the second tune. Man, he's so deep, such a wealth of knowledge. I regret that I didn't make it to any of his classes in
New
York.
I was going to ask
you
that.
But I know
that.
You did.
I got to go to a couple classes. And he came to New School.
Mm.
He would do these master classes.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, needless to say, like blown away. You know, just when he would walk into a room and he had this, I think I've talked about it on the show. He had an incredible just presence, and he would also bring, and you probably know this, he would bring, a lot of times he would bring his singers.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. it's hard to explain to people like about Barry in Memphis, you know, because he had this strong following of folks that were following him around. He was almost like a guru. Not almost, he was.
He was, yeah.
And he would bring them in, and then he would give these like lectures, and he would talk about, you know, like his philosophies on life and music. And he would talk about music, obviously, but like, and then in the middle of these, of a hang, he would just sort of, he would, you know, conduct these incredible arrangement, vocal arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his singers in there,
like,
and they
a corral,
were
man.
Like a corral, and they were just kind of scattered throughout the room, and then all of a sudden you're hearing this like unbelievable music. And he you know, obviously a huge impact on a large amount of young musicians and older musicians. He's been, how, just really quick, like Barry from what I understand, in Detroit and then eventually New York, Barry was like, you couldn't go to Berkeley. You had to find a guy
mm-hmm.
to study. If you wanted to study composition, mm-hmm. if you mm-hmm. wanted to study how to do play this music, improvise, you had
mentorship,
to go to
mentorship. Yeah,
mentorship. And he had this. He was one of those folks mm-hmm. that you could go and sit and like. He had a very fairly defined, and I think eventually more defined, like pedagogy.
Oh, for sure.
And now he's there's like, he has this acolytes mm-hmm. that have mm-hmm. just distributed through the music.
But there was a national following, probably even in the early 2000s, which is when I found out about it.
That's when I found out about
it. I was living in Atlanta at the time, doing my undergrad work at Morehouse, and I would hang with Danny Harper and Terry Harper, mm-hmm. and they were students of his.
Okay.
And they always implored me, and I should have listened. I never went to a class, but they, man, you got to go to one of his classes. So, I was just so intimidated. It was
incredibly,
it was just so deep. You know what I mean? I said, oh, man.
So he would do, from what I remember, he would do a vocal class. He would do an all, like, everybody class, and he would do a piano class. Mm-hmm. I think it was three classes, mm-hmm. and it was on Tuesday. It was at Lincoln Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like, there was a suggested pay, but it was kind of, you didn't have any money, pay
yep,
what you can
yep,
kind of
yep.
thing. Barry Harris. We could go on and on about Barry Harris.
So that's what I take from this cut. So I guess moving on to the next one. This is a Dorothy Ashby composition from her debut album. So we got three debuts in a row. This is Lamentation on the Regent label from 1957. And so we're going to tie this back into Cass Tech. Dorothy Ashby was one of the, I don't know if she went to Cass, but I believe that she was one of the pioneers and instructors of what they have at Cass, which is a harp and vocal ensemble.
Wow.
So you got to think of that, man. In the inner city, you've got a public school where you have access to harp lessons.
It's crazy.
Like, how deep is that?
Very.
And that just, you know, and Alice Coltrane also, you know, a famous harpist.
Wait, she's from Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes out of this program, maybe?
I don't know if she comes out of it or not, but she spent some time in Detroit. So I just think it's deep that harpists come out of Detroit. Who would have thunk it?
So
jazz harpists at that.
So Dorothy Ashby, this is, of course, this is like very unusual in the market at that time, is mm-hmm. a young woman,
mm-hmm.
black woman,
yep.
who is playing the classical harp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a lot about harp.
Mm-hmm.
And she's playing this record is called Jazz Harpist, so she's obviously playing. All right,
Let's listen to the personnel. So we've got Frank West, who's on flute.
On flute.
Eddie Jones on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums.
Ed Thigpen, yeah.
I mean, how heavy is that, man?
Right, yeah, so very heavy.
You know, to have that kind of weight on it on a record, those kind of heavyweights. So let's get into it.
All right, we're going to hear the cut. This is Dorothy Ashby with Lamentations.
For WYXR comes from Feast & Graze, offering luxury grazy boxes, cheese, and charcuterie platters and tables for any occasion. Free delivery available within Shelby County. A new storefront with high PR wellness at Poplar Plaza Shopping Center. More information at feastandgraze.com. Support for WYXR comes from the Halloran Center, presenting Memphis Songwriter Series hosted by Mark Egger Stewart. Mark and his musical guests take audiences on a journey behind the music, sharing personal stories and introducing new works. Featuring Hannah Blaylock, Rice Drury, and Raneem Imam on Thursday, January 9th. More information at orpheum-memphis.com. Support for WYXR comes from AEG Presents, presenting Kraftwerk, coming to the Overton Park Shell on Tuesday, March 25th of 2025. Tickets on sale now. More information at kraftwerk.com.
All right, go check out all that cool stuff. Kraftwerk, Mark's thing is going to be cool. We got all kinds of stuff happening in Memphis. If you're just joining us, this is Let's Get Lost. We come to you every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and we've got a very special guest who's curating the show, Mr. Henry Conerway, world-class jazz drummer. I can attest to it. And we just heard Miss Dorothy Ashby with her composition, Lamentation. From her, I think, debut album, mm-hmm. Jazz Harpist. And you were mentioning about her relationship to the Detroit Public Schools, specifically
Cass Tech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. We talked about Ed Thigpen, who's playing drums on that record. Real quickly, you were telling me you got to hang with him a little bit.
I did.
About Ed a little bit.
Oh, man, such a sweetheart. I met him at the IAJE, which is a conference for jazz educators and students. And this particular conference was held in Long Beach, California. I won the HBCU All-Star Big Band.
This is when you were at Morehouse?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is when I was an undergraduate at Morehouse.
Who was the director of that band? Do you remember?
Hubie.
I bet you had a killing band.
Man, it was great. It was so many of those cats have gone on
to do stuff.
Just that major accomplishment.
And that's how a lot of, just not to cut you off, but that's how a lot, like your relationship to a lot of Memphis artists is because you went to school with like some Whalums, mm-hmm, and you're, mm-hmm. I think you met your wife maybe?
I did meet my wife when I was an undergrad.
Yeah.
I went to school with the Whalum family. Cortland is my classmate. Kenneth is older than I, and then Cameron, who you all may know from Bruno Mars fame and video.
Oh, they so everyone much, knows the Whalums here. I mean, they're royalty, man.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. And they were just down to earth guys, man.
Yeah,
great guys. To
I
hang
know
out
Kenneth.
With.
He's mm-hmm. a great guy.
Mm-hmm. He's got a show here coming up Friday.
Are you playing?
I am not. Terrence Clark is playing.
Oh,
as is Lauren Clark. I'll be playing tomorrow with Steve Lee at. At the museum, that museum over in Overton Park. What's the name of it?
The Brooks Museum.
Yep.
And
we're
a trio?
Tomorrow at 6. No, it's an ensemble with singers. We're doing a Christmas show.
Oh, great.
Johnny Yancey and his wife are
I know
playing.
Johnny. Trumpet master.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Brooks Museum tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, there it is.
Steve Lee Ensemble, Henry Conerway III.
There it is.
Boom. I didn't know that. I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's move on. I was really loved this cut. Etta Jones. Mm-hmm. So we play a lot of instrumental. We play probably, I would say, 80%, 90%. John's better than I am about vocalists. I love vocalists. And I need to be playing, so I'm glad you programmed this.
At least one. Just got to get one.
Yeah, she's amazing. Etta Jones, so Etta's from Detroit.
No, she's
but
not.
But we have a lot of Detroit folks on this.
There we go. I picked this one because the piano master, Kenny Cox, is on it. I met and played with Kenny Cox.
Okay.
Yep, I wanted to get deep in the bag with this
Yeah,
one.
That's good.
He takes a solo on it. Larry Young is on here playing organ.
Saw that.
Kenny Burrell is on here.
And Kenny's my man. And
yep,
but Kenny's
from Detroit.
Detroit.
He went to Cass.
Okay, good to know.
I got to say that Cass Tech is, though I love it, is my rival high school.
I'm
giving them a lot of love. I went to Renaissance High School. And out of Detroit, like those are the two major high schools
well,
that you hear of.
But Cass is known more as a performance school?
No.
Not, Your school had
we had great performing. Yeah.
Did you have jazz band?
Yeah. We had a great shout out to Willie McAllister Jr., who... He's the one.
He was your band leader?
He was our band director. He's the one that hooked us up with Marcus Belgrave, which we'll talk about later.
We'll talk about him.
And then on this record playing drums, John Peck Morrison is on bass. I'm not sure exactly where he's from. But
I encounter him on records.
Okay.
I don't know anything about him. I saw that he was on this.
I couldn't find much about him.
But Oliver Jackson
is the drummer.
He's Detroit.
Yeah, he's from Detroit.
Okay.
He is Ollie Jackson Sr., the bass player. That's his brother. So this is Ollie Jackson Jr., who's one of the baddest cats out.
Yes,
this
yes,
is his
yes.
uncle.
Okay.
There we go.
So okay, we there
had
we go.
To get, had to get deep in the bag for you, Joe.
And I looked up the song, and I was like, "What? This is a great song. I think it's like a Sammy Kahn, Jewel Stein song." And it was mm-hmm. like. It like won, it was nominated for a Grammy, and the song was like a hit and recorded. I was like, I looked up the song because I was like, this is a cool song. I've never heard of it. It's Magic. It was like, came out in like 48, and it was like one of those things where like four other people had hits with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you'd like have a song hit, and then like everyone would record it and have yep, another yep. hit with it, which was kind of cool. This came out in 1964. This is on Prestige. This is from her Love Shack. This is a really cool record. If you like... Well, you'll hear it, but if you like jazz vocalists, I would recommend this record. It's called Love Shout. This is Etta Jones' version of It's Magic.
You sigh, the song begins. You speak and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Charms, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. magic is my love for you.
Miss Etta Jones, I love that ending. That was sweet. Kenny, man, Kenny Burrell is—he's just weaving all over that. That's a great cut. And Kenny, but the thing about that cut that I'm learning is the pianist that you mentioned earlier, Kenny Cox, who was a local Detroit pianist playing. What was the club you said he played in?
Baker's Keyboard Lounge.
I've heard of that place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
that
a famous
is
place.
The world's largest continuously run jazz club. The world's oldest.
Oldest.
Continuously run jazz
club.
No
kidding.
Yep. Still open, still running.
So would he have like a trio there or?
He'd have a, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer. I didn't see him.
So would you go sit in or was it like, did you ever play the gig?
No, I never played the gig. I sat in with him, I believe at my church, at my home church.
Oh, you were saying, yeah, you'd have jazz vespers.
Yep, we would have jazz in the narthex many times. And, you know, I was just talking to you, Joe, while we were off air,
yep,
just about how heavy Detroit is and how the culture is so strong.
Yes.
Because that's not common to have, you know, heavy hitters come in, you know, to your church. Marion Hayden is a member of that church.
Right.
She's a fantastic bassist, composer, educator, who is one of Jerry Allen's peers. She may be a little bit younger than Jerry, but just a tremendous mentee of Marcus Belgrave, who mentored everybody there, man.
We got to move on because we got to get to Marcus Belgrave.
Let's do it
real quick. We're going to the next cut. We're going to play some Donald Byrd, Art Farmer. Now we play a lot of both these gentlemen up here. Donald Byrd is a legendary Detroit native.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he is a major figure in this music, as is Art Farmer, and they got together to do an album in 1956. I think it was originally released on the Esquire label in Britain. This is Two Trumpets, Compositions the Third. Now, who wrote the piece?
Donald Byrd.
Donald Byrd wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie McLean, Doug Watkins, who we talked about earlier, Barry Harris, who we talked about earlier, and
A.T.
Real quick, A.T., huge figure. I mean, this guy, I play these records every week, and we see him over and over and over and over again. Arthur Taylor is on a million albums. He was also a writer. He wrote a book, Notes and Tones, I believe, which is, I remember reading that in high school and just being blown away. We could just keep talking about him. Let's hear the cut and we'll see how far we get because we might have to fade this one, but we'll see how far we get because we're running out of time. All right, Donald Byrd, Art Farmer, and this is a composition called The Third by Donald Byrd.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to fade a little bit here on Barry Harris just to get to the rest of the music we have. I hate to fade that. It's so good. Barry Harris, Detroit. If you just join us, we have Henry Conerway here. We're doing an all-Detroit show, all-Detroit composers. Real quick, this cut, Donald Byrd, Art Farmer. We heard Donald Byrd play first. Then we heard the great Jackie McLean. And then we just heard Art Farmer. And then Barry Harris, Donald Byrd being a Detroit legend. We just got to move on. 1956, I was on, I think eventually it was released in the United States on Prestige. Mm-hmm. Two Trumpets is the name of the album. Just Doug Watkins, Detroit legend on bass. Barry Harris, Detroit legend on piano. And then the great AT with that crazy beat. What would you call that beat at the front end? Would you call that a Mozambique? What do you call that Latin groove? I've always, like... Is there a name for it? Because I hear so many jazz drummers play that groove.
I don't know the name.
I don't either. But we could talk about AT for, we could do a whole show. Maybe mm-hmm. We'll. Maybe we'll do a drummer show.
Let's do
that.
It.
Okay. We're going to move on to Kenny Burrell. We've already heard a little Kenny backing up Etta Jones. I'm a guitar player. Like, to say, to understand, to like, see, I can't even, I'm fumbling because I can't articulate how important this man is, and he's a Detroit. Mm-hmm. When I think, you know, Kenny, it's like one of the first things I think of. And he's still with us. I don't think he's playing anymore, but he's still, you know, this is a long, fruitful career. Mm-hmm. And I actually have this on vinyl. This is his first album as a leader. We're running out of time, so I'm going to get to it real quick. Anything about Kenny? Did you ever see Kenny
I haven't seen him. I haven't met him, but... He is my fraternity brothers, and the Noops run Memphis. So shout out to Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated.
He was in mm-hmm. that. Okay.
He is a member.
Well, there you go. This album. Tommy Flanagan, who is a Detroit man,
yes, sir.
On piano. So PC. you see Kenny and Paul mm-hmm. Chambers. Also, is he from Detroit?
I believe so.
What? I didn't know that. So I see Kenny Burrell and and Paul Chambers too. I see them kind of like show up together. You know, it's like this.
So PC was born in Pittsburgh, but he grew up in Detroit.
But grew up, mm-hmm. right. Okay. And then Kenny Clark, real quick. Kenny Clark's on drums on the cut. And I was like, again, we're running out of time, but I was like, because he royalty. Ends up in Europe,
yeah.
royalty, like bebop, mm-hmm. You know, architect. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he was just like back in town and they
who
got
knows,
him on this.
Man.
Yeah, who
they
knows?
They got I mean, it was a Blue Note
Candido.
Date. It was a Blue Note date. So, you know what I mean? This is at the peak, at the height of what's right. going on. And they had so much access to all of that. And so many of these records were actually done at Van Gelder Studios.
Yeah, I think this one was, definitely.
I mean, at least half of them, if not more. So,
yeah.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Thank you. Do a little natural fade right here. Mr. Kenny Burrell, that was a phenomenal cut. Real quick, because we're running out of time, Kenny Burrell, you want to tell us about that cut a little bit, or who's on it? And
man, what I found tremendously amazing about that cut is that he's trading with Candido
at
You got Tommy Flanagan is on piano, Paul Chambers PC on bass, Kenny Clark royalty on drums, and Candido on bongos. That's amazing.
Phenomenal. 1956 on Blue Note. Kenny Burrell, he would have a long, fruitful career, and we love Kenny here. Let's go to our last cut. Mr. David.
Fathead.
Fathead. Newman. Why do they call him Fathead?
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. There's a bunch of stuff. We're running out of time. Maybe Shelby will let us go over, but I think she will. 1959 on Atlantic. A lot to be said about this cut. Atlantic Records, but the main thing is, well, there's a lot of things. Who's on piano on this cut? Can you tell us a little bit about this record? There's a lot of things.
So the guy on piano is none other than the genius himself, Ray Charles, who also is presenting the record. So the name of the record, Fathead, Ray Charles presents David Fathead Newman. Fathead is on tenor, Ray Charles is on piano, Marcus Belgrave, my dear friend and mentor, just sweet guy, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Was he in Ray's band at the time, you think, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in Ray's band. Okay. He plays
trumpet. I'm assuming
trumpet.
All these guys were.
Uh-huh. And then Hank Crawford is the composer, Hank Crawford being from Memphis. Benny is how he's listed in the album.
See,
credits.
That's what blew my mind. I don't know how he got the name together, and I think he wrote the tune.
He wrote the tune.
Beard is what we're going to hear.
Uh-huh. Edgar Willis is on bass, and Milt Turner, who went to Tennessee State University, my granddad went there, is on the drums.
So another local connection. Of course, mm-hmm. Hank Crawford is a local Memphian from here and one of the greats of all time. Hey, man, Henry, thank you so much for doing this. Oh, we got to do another one.
It was a pleasure.
Let's do another one.
Let's do it.
We'll do it. We'll do drummers. We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
It's been an all-Detroit show. We want to thank everybody for listening. It's been really a lot of fun. We're going to do more of these curations, hopefully, down the road. And we'll leave you with the great David Fat Newman and Ray Charles.